Just like to read from one passage of the Bible tonight, and that is in John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things received being through him. And without him, not one thing received being which has received being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light appears in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, his name John. He came for witness that he might witness concerning the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but that he might witness concerning the light. The true light was that which, coming into the world, lightens every man. He was in the world, and the world had its being through him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to be children of God. To those that believe on his name, who have been born, not of blood, nor of flesh's will, nor of man's will, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have contemplated his glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 29 of that same chapter, on the morrow, he, that's John, sees Jesus coming to him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He it is of whom I said, a man comes after me who takes a place before me, because he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he might be manifested to Israel. Therefore have I come baptizing with water." And John bore witness, saying, "I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove from heaven, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he who sent me to baptize with water, he said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding on him, he it is who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." We are currently in a time of dark days and dark nights, aren't we? Sometimes it gets very dark very early these days, and we're in a dark time of the year, aren't we? We've just passed the shortest day of the year, which is the 21st of December, and it is a dark time. Some parts of the world, people don't see the sun at all during the winter. It's dark all the time, and the light of the sun doesn't come up until the springtime, till March. Hell, that wouldn't be very nice to live like that, would it? We live in quite a country that has a lot of hours of darkness, doesn't it, at this time of year. And that's why we like to see lights. We like to see the bright Christmas lights, don't we? The lights on people's houses and all sorts of lights that we have that brighten up the place, both inside and out. The Christmas story, as we know, is a story of Jesus coming into the world. But Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." I haven't read that this evening. But this is the beginning of one of the Gospels, John's Gospel. And it tells us quite a few wonderful things about the Lord Jesus and the greatness of who he is. And I'd like to go through a few of these things as we look at this evening. We're very used to, and we know very well, don't we, Luke's account of the coming in of Jesus and Matthew's account. And we had those in the Sunday school prize giving recently, didn't we? About the angel appearing to Mary and many other parts of the story. But John is the fourth of the Gospels, another one of the four Gospels. And he tells us something very different, quite different about the Lord Jesus. It gives us a different aspect of God's glory. the Lord Jesus' glory. So it tells us in the beginning. There are other books of the Bible. There's another book of the Bible that says in the beginning, right at the start, and that's Genesis. And it tells us that God was there in the beginning. And it says, it describes the Lord Jesus Christ as the Word of God. What a beautiful wonder that is, that the Lord Jesus Christ was there in the beginning, because he's equal with God. He's equal with God. All the fullness of the God was pleased in him to dwell. What a beauty and majesty there is about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes Christmas so special, isn't it? That's what makes the season of Christmas so special to believers, that God has been manifested in flesh. So he was in the beginning with God, but all things receive being through him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the world, he by whom the worlds were made. The baby in Bethlehem's manger was the creator of the worlds. Dear friends, a message comes to you tonight from the creator of the world, no less than the creator of the world. That is the greatness of the message that we have. That is the greatness of the message of the gospel, that it comes from God himself. It comes from the God who has given us life and breath. It comes from God who gives us every single moment of our lives. Every single day or second of our lives has been given to us by God. And that is the greatness of the God who speaks to us tonight. And it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. We live in a very dark world. I said that we are in a dark time of the year when the sun goes down early, doesn't it? And there's lots of hours of darkness. But there is a darkness in this world that's not just physical. There is a darkness in this world that is spiritual. That means people are unable to see God. People are unable to understand spiritual realities. You can't see in darkness, can you? Darkness means that you can't see. Until you switch the light on, you can't see where you're going. And darkness can be very dangerous, can't it? If you're walking somewhere in the dark, you might fall down somewhere. You might get into all kinds of danger. Dear friends, the gospel is preached so that you might see the light. So you might receive Jesus as the light of the world. So that you might be saved from the danger of the darkness. Because the darkness reminds us and speaks to us of the separation from God that eventually will come to everyone who isn't forgiven of their sins. Because darkness reminds us of the wickedness and greatness of sin. But Jesus came in as the light of the world. The light appears in darkness. That is the message of the gospel, dear friends. The message of the gospel tonight is the message of the light shining in the darkness. What do we mean by that? We mean that the Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He alone is the saviour of the world. He alone came into this world as a saviour who was able to save you from the darkness of sin. But John came in to tell Jesus, to tell people about Jesus that was going to be coming. And it says the Word became flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is described as the Word in these first few passages, first few verses, became flesh. So God himself came down into human form. What a wonder, dear friends. You know, there are many miracles in Christianity. There are many very, very special things that are in the Bible. And that is perhaps one of the greatest of all miracles, the greatest of all things that are beyond our understanding to take in. Some things we can't understand with our natural minds, can we? We can't understand fully how God could create the world by speaking in his mighty power. We can't fully understand how Jesus was able to calm the storm with his words. We can't fully understand how the Word could become flesh. But the Holy Spirit, through God's word, gives us an understanding of this, that the Lord Jesus Christ came down from the heights of heaven, came down from the majesty and glory of heaven, the beautiful perfection and majesty of heaven, where angels served him, and yet he came down into this world that has gone wrong in so many ways, hasn't it? We can look around us and see the evidence of darkness around us. Darkness is a sign of the things that have gone wrong in the world. Many bad things are done during the hours of darkness, aren't they? Many, many evil things done in this world. Cruelty of all kinds. And it's a day of darkness, an increasing darkness that we are seeing around us. People don't have any knowledge of God. And the world system is getting more and more wicked. But, dear friends, the good news is that the Lord Jesus is able to save you and me from that darkness by trusting in him. Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and the Lord Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem's manger. And we have looked upon his glory, a glory as of an only begotten with a Father, full of grace and truth. Perhaps another word for grace is kindness or love. Truth is telling the truth. That means that Jesus never ever told a lie. Jesus always spoke the truth. What a contrast that is with us. That's different from us, isn't it? He always spoke words of grace and kindness. He always spoke words that reflected God's love. You look through all of the Gospels. You read the life of the Lord Jesus. And if you haven't done so, please do that. How wonderful that is to read and think about the way Jesus acted in every situation. His life was full of grace and truth. That means that he's different from every other man, woman and child. But what I wanted to highlight more than anything else is what John said about the Lord Jesus in verse 29. It says, he sees Jesus coming to him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is a well-known passage, but it's so deep. There's so much in this. The Lord Jesus not only is the light of the world, he's the Lamb of God. A lamb was what they used in the Old Testament to sacrifice. Sacrifices had to be made in the Old Testament for sins. They never fully washed away sins, but they looked on to when Jesus would become the sacrifice for our sins. Jesus became the Lamb of God. When they sacrificed the lambs in the Old Testament, just like any lamb, the lamb just lets itself be taken. The lamb doesn't know what's going to happen to it. It just lets itself be taken and killed and sacrificed. That was what God had told them to do. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the perfect spotless man who was the Lamb of God, allowed himself to be taken to the cross, dear friends, and nailed to the cross on your behalf and mine. And what was he going to do when he went to the cross? He was going to take away the sin of the world. Sin and darkness go together, don't they? Darkness is a reminder and a picture for us of the wickedness of sin. Every single disease, every single argument, every single war, every single virus can all be traced back to its very, very beginning, which is sin. Sin is the root cause of every single disease and suffering and conflict and war that you see in the world today. God knows the end from the beginning, and God tells us clearly where things come from. God had said to Adam and Eve at the beginning, "In the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall die." That's where death came from. Jesus came in order to take away the sin of the world. What a wonderful thing that was, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself came to take away the sin of the world. And how does he do that? He does that by taking away our sins, by bearing our sins in his own body on the tree. Jesus has done that for every true born-again Christian. What a miracle that is. That's the greatest thing that can happen to you. The greatest gift that you can be given is the gift of forgiveness. The gift of free and full eternal life. Eternal life, that's life with God that goes on into eternity. We've, no doubt all of us have received gifts over Christmas. Some of the very best gifts last quite a few years, don't they? Someone, Joshua's telling me you've got a watch. Hopefully that'll last a few years and last well. Some gifts last a few minutes, but others last quite a lot longer. God is giving us a gift of eternal life that lasts for all eternity. Far, far greater than any gift that you could ever receive on the earth. And it's the free gift of grace. Why is it free, dear friends? It's free because Jesus has paid the price. Jesus has paid the price in becoming the Lamb of God and going on to being taken and crucified, nailed to the cross, and enduring the 3 hours of darkness. There's darkness again. At the cross, there was 3 hours of darkness. Nobody could see what was going on at the cross because of how awful it was. The Lord Jesus Christ bore the darkness for you and for me, so that we might live in the light, so that we might know the light, Jesus as the light of the world, and so that we might have the sure and free salvation of eternal life through trusting in him. He takes away the sin of the world, and he takes away our sin when we put our faith and trust in him. That means we repent. We say sorry to God for what we've done, for all the bad things that we've done. Turn from our sin and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has done that for everyone here who has truly put their faith and trust in him. Can we all say that the Lord Jesus Christ has borne our sins in his own body on the tree? You may have heard the gospel many times. You may have only heard it a few times. It's been preached here for many, many years. The gospel has been preached on this earth for 2,000 years, roughly. We do not know how much longer it's going to be preached. We know that it's not much longer before the Lord Jesus comes. And I was just thinking of one of the carols. We have many good carols that we've been singing over this Christmas time. But the third verse of Once in Royal David City says, "And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children along to the place where he is gone." The question for us tonight is, are we looking for him to come? Are we ready for him to come? Are we one of his children through faith in his blood? Have we been born again to a new life through repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? What an opportunity it is tonight, in the last preaching here in this year, in 2021. We do not know when the Lord will come, but there are, as I've said many times, there are many, many signs today of the Lord Jesus Christ coming soon. Increasing wickedness, increasing darkness. The scene of this world is getting much darker, not because it's winter, but because of spiritual darkness that is getting worse and worse. And that's why the gospel becomes more and more urgent every week that it's preached. And then John says, "I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." Jesus is also the Son of God, equal with God the Father, full of grace and truth. How wonderful that is, that we, even in this day, can put our faith and trust in him and know that he will walk with us every day of our life. However long that may be, he will walk with us every day. We can pray to him for very simple, straightforward things. We can ask him for help through our daily life. We can read his word. We can read the gospels about that wonderful, perfect, spotless life led down here. And none of us is too young or too old to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour. And we know that he's going to come soon for those who have trusted in him. Those who have put their faith and trust in him are going to be taken out of this world in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. I'd like to just read it very quickly. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You don't need to turn to it, but I'm going to read it very, very briefly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. For this we say to you in the word of the Lord, that we, the living, that's living believers, Christians, who remain to the coming of the Lord, are in no way to anticipate those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, that's Jesus himself, with an assembling shout, with archangel's voice, and with trump of God, with a trumpet from God, shall descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ, that's believers, Christians who have died, shall rise first. Then we, the living, who remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall be always with the Lord. So encourage one another with these words. For 2,000 years, Christians on the earth have looked forward to this time. This event is happening very soon. We don't know when, but we know that it's happening soon. What joy it is to every true Christian to look forward to the greatness of that event. The greatness of that time when every single believer from all the ages will be caught up with one shout, one blast of the trumpet, and one shout from heaven. What a hope, dear friends. I trust that everyone here, everyone listening tonight, is going to be amongst those that are going to hear that shout. We will only hear that shout if we've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've put our faith and trust in what he has done, if we've heard his voice speaking to us tonight. May we all have an assurance. May we all walk with the Lord in the days that are ahead until he comes, for his name's sake.